Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Here we are, another day, another wonderful Thursday morning, and we give God glory because he is the Holy One. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this wonderful March 21st, 2019. We thank you that you woke us up this morning in our right minds, that you just given us a chance, Lord, to give your name praise and glory once more and again. And, Father, we're not taking it lightly. We're not taking it for granted because we know that we didn't have to wake up this morning. So we thank you. Thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Thank you for them saying yes to the Master, to have this call where many from all over the country, even around the world, can come on and join us, Lord, to praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for the vessel that you will use this morning. And you have downloaded, we know, Father, a word that we all can hear and adhere to, Lord God. And we thank you that our hearts will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for being the awesome God that you are. Bless artist's life in its entirety. Thank you for extravaganza being in place. And all who are preparing, Father God, give them strength and keep them, Lord God, as we go forth to give your name the glory and honor this day and all the days to come. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Jackie. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and good morning. And thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting and seating everyone in the telecommunication sanctuary and starting us off with that powerful prayer this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to this call. This is a most powerful call and a great call to have first thing in the morning. And it was founded in October of 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our own Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all of our messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You can go to this website and receive a word from the Lord 24 hours a day. Now, our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hands of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as minister, our prayer general has done so elegantly, or a host, or you want to share a word from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And that phenomenal, great company, Artist Life, which was established by the D.S. De Leon family over 28 years ago, is that common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company, the best products this side of heaven to help the world become healthier and also wealthier and changing lives every day. So if you would like more information on Artist Life, that company that has the best products, as Minister Terrell would say, this side of heaven, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share or answer any questions you may have. So are you a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and have challenges calling in on the call or calling in on the playbacks? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts, and you will be joined in into the call at no charge. So please share this information with anyone, your team members or prospects or anyone that you know that are experiencing challenges. The new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday. Right after this call, it's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist life business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617#. And today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday. So please join them right after this call to hear some of the awesome, awesome testimonies. Now get ready to attend the Artist Life Extravaganza 2019 in Las Vegas, Nevada, held at the Luxor Hotel next week, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. So go get your tickets, get registered, you still have time, and go and enjoy this extraordinary event. And there will be a Sunday morning service, so get prepared to hear and experience the Spirit of the Lord on that Sunday. Now, right now, I'm going to get out of the way and bring forth to you our speaker of the hour, and our speaker of the hour is definitely no stranger to this call. She joined the TMC family in 2010 and has been a dedicated speaker since that time. She has two adult children. She was married to her husband, Stanley, for almost 39 years prior to his going home to be with the Lord in 2015. She is a retired Illinois licensed teacher, and as a corporate executive, she contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. And after 2.5 years of training through Coach U, she was awarded the distinction of Professional Certified Coach by the International Coaching Federation in 2005. She has worshipped at the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, for the past 24 years, where Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. She became ordained in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of the Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and the tsunamis that have hit her life. She is now enjoying her honeymoon time with her new husband, Mr. Wilson. And this morning, we are so delighted to welcome our very own Pastor Candy Gelinou Wilson to the call. Are you there, Miss Candy?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear that beautiful voice of yours loud and clear. Come on.
Thank you.
What God has given you.
Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. I am so blessed and thankful to be able to speak a word to you again today. Before I begin, I want to, as always, express my appreciation to the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you both so much for creating such a powerful platform for the word of God to be ministered each day. You're just an absolute blessing, and I thank you. Thanks to our greeter and our host. You certainly contribute to this call being a seamless, God-filled half hour here on the Master's Call. Minister Brenda, Minister Jackie, thank you so much. And you know, this morning, as I was thinking about today and bringing forth the word and thanking each person, you know, I want to acknowledge another person who makes this call work. And that person is someone who's in the background that we don't ever hear what they're doing, but I'll tell you, if they weren't doing it, we would certainly know it. And although the person changes from time to time, I know Dr. Vanessa does it sometimes and then others as well, but as the host and greeter changes, it changes. And you all should know that there is a person who's monitoring the board, making sure that the volume is right, making sure that the call does not get dropped, and making sure that the speaker is connected to the call during the entire call. And that's a very important job. Thank you so much for your behind-the-scenes contribution. excuse me. I just wanted to acknowledge you. I don't know who it is this morning, but thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, this call would not be anything without you, the listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time, excuse me, out of your morning to be with us, to give glory to him whom glory and honor is due, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, here we are again today, Lord, individually and collectively worshiping you, seeking your face, Lord, presenting ourselves unto you. And Daddy God, as the speaker today, I invite you to use me according to your divine purpose for our lives. Let the words spoken through me be ordained by you. Let my voice be in sync with your will for this call today. And I come against every foul and demonic spirit that attempts to sabotage this call. I arrest every hand of the enemy and stop it in its tracks. I loose the spirit of the living God to reign over this call and over the life of every person under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, before I begin, I want to say this is going to be a two-part series. I believe it's a bit longer than what we have time for today, so I don't want to leave anything out, and I will finish it next time I'm scheduled. Also, I want to say my current pastor, who is Bishop Joseph Walker III of Mount Zion Church here in Nashville, preached this message some weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago. And it resonated so much in my spirit. And I thought about what I would bring to you today. And the Lord just placed it on my heart to present this message. I pray that you will receive it and be blessed by it as I was. So having said all that, I'll begin by saying, I think it's safe to say that everybody wants to reach a new plateau, a new elevation, a new dimension. Everybody wants to know how to go up, 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 blow up, higher, 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 do better, achieve more, have more, experience more, and or live more. I believe everybody fits into one or more of those categories. It's something people frequently talk about. But what's interesting is we often neglect to ask the question of how people arrive at the level or plateau of where they are. What happens in between being here at this level and moving up to here at this level? What's the process? What are the steps? What do they do? There's a saying that goes, success does not come by the elevator. It comes by the stairs. What I want you to take away today and understand is that the height of your success is determined by the depth of your humility. I'm going to say that again. The height of your success is determined by the depth of your humility. My topic this morning is, if you stay low, you rise high. So, what do I mean by that? When you stay low, you rise high. Well, when you stay low, you walk and you talk and you function in a posture of humility. Simply put, you are humble. Note, humility is the opposite of pride. The Bible says a lot about pride. Let's take a look at some of the scriptures that talk about pride. Psalm 10:2. The wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. This past week, I believe it was this week early, I was watching a special program on TV, and it was talking about St. Louis and Missouri, actually, a law that's in Missouri where they have what's called a cash bail law. And it's how poor people who have been arrested for something, could be a crime as small as a misdemeanor, are left in a place like a jail, and it's really a jail, because they don't have enough money to post their bail. Why? They're too poor to post the extreme bail that the judge has put on the particular offense. Cash bail, which means they have to post the entire amount of their bail in cash. So they are incarcerated for months and even more than a year oftentimes before they are convicted, even convicted before they have their date in court. Wicked people persecuting the poor. One lady on the program talked about having been arrested for cashing an unemployment check that was sent to her after she had returned to work. She said she knew that she should not have, but she was in such dire straits for money that she wanted to go ahead and cash it, and she had planned to pay it back. Well, this woman spent 9 months in jail because she didn't have $25,000 cash for her cash bail. The wicked persecuting the poor. Psalms 10:4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in his thoughts. Saints of God, I tell you, anybody you know who goes around and there is no God in their thoughts, no God consciousness, there's probably wickedness there. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, there comes shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold a humble spirit. If you stay low, you rise high. If you're going where God wants to take you, it is going to be critical that we embody the spirit of humility. Humility has to be deeply rooted in our being. Our words, our actions, thought processes, all of that must be aligned with the Word of God for our lives. C.S. Lewis said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Saying that you are humble doesn't mean that you're humble. The question is, can you remain low even when you feel like you deserve to be taken high? Can you be humble even when you're not recognized for an achievement that you've accomplished? Can you remain humble when you were left off of the program or somebody sat in your seat at church? Can you be humble enough when you give your very best and nobody showed their appreciation for it? PNC family, it is important to understand how important humility is, and that humility is countercultural. It is not common to see humility in our world today. All too often, you see people who have a dollar above minimum wage, and they think they're all that. Some people ride around in a certain kind of car or live in a certain neighborhood, and they think they are self-made successes. Our society today typically does not acknowledge that what you got, God gave you. God allowed you to get it. When you see yourself as a result of what God did, you have no reason to gloat or to boast. Where you are, God brought you. What you know, God taught you. You must walk in humility. God is looking for people who are humble. That doesn't mean that you should walk around with your head hanging low. If you haven't reached your wealthy place yet, I said yet. Hear me now. It doesn't mean you should be ashamed of what you drive or where you live. No. Hold your head up high. You are a child of the Most High. You are royalty. Praise God. How many of you know some people, some low people in high places? I do. And there has been times when they have reached a helping hand out to me. Thank you, Jesus, for low people in high places. The Bible says in Luke 14:11, whoever exalts himself shall be abased, reduced or lowered, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted, raised, elevated. This is telling us that humility is not a suggestion, but a requirement for the Christian life. Because if you are humble, if you're really humble, it truly represents what Christianity is. God will not entrust arrogance to the next level. He wants to know that you will stay low enough, long enough, so that when he brings you high enough, you will still be in low, in high places. He wants to know that you will still speak to people when he blesses you. He wants to know you will still be kind to people. This is the season where God is only going to bless people who walk in pure humility. So, saints of God, you must understand that elevation is the end game here. And therefore, in order to get to a place of elevation, you have got to understand the humility
for greatness. Back to you, Jackie, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that word. I'm calling you back shortly after a few announcements and prayers to give us our closing benediction. Well, right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful day, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for our mouthpiece this morning, as she has come before us so boldly and given us some great words for you, God, and teaching us that we are to be humble before you and before others. God, we thank you for each and every listener on this call, that you anoint them, give them an ear to hear, let them receive with their heart, and more than anything, God, let them go out and surrender and be humble to you and live this word in their lives. God, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for their obedience to say yes. God, we thank you for each and every caller that makes this call so wonderful and is reaching out to the masses. And we really thank you for Artists International, God. We thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon being fired, Lord Jesus, and you downloading that wonderful company in his heart, Lord Jesus, and has been with this company to grow it to what it is. We ask your hands of anointing over the 2019 extravaganza, that everyone in attendance will walk away much better than the way that they came and go out and artist the world. We thank you for those that have an illness or some restrictions in their body. God, you know who they are, name by name and person by person. We ask that you come by, God, and bless their bodies. For you said, by your stripes we are healed. And God, we ask you for that peace that only you can download in each and every one of the bereaved family members, God. You know who they are, and we ask you for your uplift in their hearts, in their minds, and give them the wisdom to know how to move forward. And we thank you for the PMC family. We ask your continued blessings over their family and whatever their hearts need or whatever they desire. God, use them to your glory and to your benefit. In your precious name, Jesus, we cover this call, and we say, amen, 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 it is done. So if you'd like to hear the playback for this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-HOME. And remember to get ready. You still have about a week to get prepared to attend the Artist Life Conference. And for those that are still seeking to be there, we're asking God to open the doors and make it happen for you. That is in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Lexor Hotel, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. So please be there. And don't forget the Sunday morning services, so plan to attend. There will be an anointing and a blessing if you attend. Now, remember, if immediately following this call is Testimonial Thursday on the new Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. So again, I'd like to thank you, our prayer general, that serves so lovingly and so willingly, and for greeting and seating everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning and opening us up with a powerful, powerful prayer. And thank you again, Minister Candy, for bringing us that message, teaching us about humility this morning, and we look forward to hearing part two. So will you come forth now and close us out with the benediction?
Daddy God, we honor you. We reverence you, Lord God. You are
the Holy One. And Father, as we leave this call but not your presence, we pray that we remain humble today and each day you give us. As always, we pray that we hear and see you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. TMC family, go out and have yourself a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.